many thanks indeed for giving us your thoughts this morning. Let's speak now to Avril Lehman. She's a psychologist. Avril, good morning to you. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good morning.
Do you think that some men may find it hard when the attention is shifted off them and onto a baby?
Yes, I think they do find it hard. I would really caution and make the point that postnatal depression is a very serious physiological illness that needs medical help. Then there's depression, which is also a very serious thing and doesn't respond to pull yourself together. And then there's being upset and miserable and weepy, so that you've got all those grades and they all need different approaches. So, you know, it's wrong to criticize people for feeling things. Whether we like it or not, yes, I think many men are profoundly affected by the birth of a baby. Even when they've desperately wanted a baby, they have in a way been sidelined from what men do a lot of, which is do stuff, you know, man up, as somebody said earlier. They do that. They're there. What do they get to do? They get to drive the woman to the hospital. She does the big brave stuff. She deals with the pain. They're all her war stories for the next month or two. You can't get away from women telling ghastly tales and what have you. And he's very much sidelined. And I think for many men, it's a quite dramatic emotional time. And I will, you know, mention my own husband when I had my first baby. And we had wanted to have a baby way before we were married, until we were married. She was devoutly wished for. And when he saw that baby put into my arms, his first reaction was, "What have I done to myself?" In that moment, he knew I loved somebody more than him. And that was a terrible shock to him. Mm-hmm. And really, just when you're asking men to grow and be fathers, they suddenly can feel like little lost boys, that this is the woman who loved me more than anybody in the world, and now she doesn't.
And do you not think part of the problem, though, is that if they are feeling like that, you know, they can't exactly turn to their wives and our partners and say, "Come on, can you love me back? Can you give me a bit of support here?"
Because she's going to say, "Hello, have you seen what I've been through?"
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm sleeping and what have you. But it's something when, you know, I work with people in leadership and in business, and when we're looking back at some of the most dramatic times, men routinely talk about when they became fathers and what a profound change it felt for them. They took it very seriously, most of them, and felt all sorts of emotions, which, you know, they'd been raised not to talk about, and they had no access to even chatting. Women, you know what we're like, we'd talk to our friends. A lot of men didn't feel they could talk about emotions, which for a start they felt a bit ashamed of having. Mm-hmm. We've already felt...
Well, we have talked about depression and men in general on the programme before, and I think that's the one message, is the fact that they do find it hard to open up. Let's go back to the phone lines.